Hello, and welcome to the live webinar, Behavioral Remarketing Solutions, Convert More Customers, sponsored by Redeye and powered by Retail Online Integration Magazine and eMarketing and Commerce. I'm Jennifer DiPasquale. I'm the publisher of ROI and EMC, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We will be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, and you can send them in at any time. Please make sure to turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. Speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all the widgets on this console do and how you can customize your experience today. I would now like to take the time to introduce you to our speakers. We have Brian McConnell. He is the president of Redeye, and he has held various sales and business development leadership roles with international companies. He's participated on the DMA Advisory Committee and is a graduate of the Pratt Institute. We also have Shannon Smith, and he's Redeye's Vice President of Business Development. He began his career in online marketing in 1999. He's held various leadership roles building innovative sales and marketing programs, and he holds a master's degree from New York University. Without any further ado, I would like to turn it over to Brian McConnell.
Thank you, Jen. And good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for attending Convert More Customers, or How to Optimize Your Email Marketing in 2012 and Beyond. I'm Brian McConnell, president of Redeye, and as Jen mentioned, I'm joined by my colleague, Shannon Smith, vice president of business development. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Brian.
We're coming live from very rainy Montclair, New Jersey, 10 days of rain. We should be in the UK. And again, just to reiterate, a little housekeeping, we will do a select Q&A at the end, so please submit your questions via the chat. At Redeye, we believe our perspective is unique on what will bring success for email marketers in 2012 and beyond. We have had some just phenomenal success in developing our client email marketing strategies during 2011 as well as early 2012. And we will review some of these results in the case studies that we have dotted among the slides. Secondly, and I think much more important, our suggestions today are based around research, both our own proprietary research and from the marketplace. And I'm going to review that in the first part of this presentation. So let's get started. And the first, let's look at what has happened during 2012. So far, and what will go beyond and into the future. We have merged together both the Redeye research and pointers from major organizations to come up with the focus areas that will provide the most impact on your email performance. Combining research and experience, we have chosen seven key topic areas for focus to ensure that your email marketing reaches its full potential and builds a foundation for future years. When asked, marketers were quite clear about the methods they use to improve performance. First and second are A/B testing and customer journey analysis. Both of these have direct relevance to email marketing and go on our list of recommendations. Seventh, we also see cart abandonment as highly important. And ninth, segmentation also appears. These two also go to our list of recommendations. Forrester Research, as you can see by this chart, view the growth of analytic-driven email marketing as the area of most rapid growth in 2012. Looking further for key focus, the Winterberry Report on Digital Media for the DMA is also instructive. On the one hand, this report identifies that the explosion in smart devices will not only change how email is used, but will also underpin its continued growth. Equally important, Winterberry also identified the implementation of a greater number of data sets to support communication in email as absolutely critical. This view links directly into both the requirement for greater segmentation and the development of behavioral data, and we'll explore that shortly. Going back to 2010, but still very current in my mind, is this e-marketer study that shows that two of the top three items email marketers have been planning to do is advanced segmentation and behavioral targeting using web data. So over the last several years, you can see nothing has really changed. It's just gotten stronger and stronger as to what email marketers will and want to do. September 2011, Marketing Sherpa identified using behavioral data to target emails as the most effective of the main strategies for email marketing, followed closely by the utilization of triggers. By combining both of these strategies into behavioral triggers, you will be creating one of the most effective forms of email marketing. And when we at RedEye asked marketers what the main uses of segmentation were, they replied, email marketing. Before we review the full list, one key point needs to be reiterated. It's all about relevance. Every strategy we are going to outline in this presentation seeks to improve relevance to the individual customer, whether it is segmenting your customer list in a new or more advanced way, or integrating behavioral data from your website into your email communications. The goal to success has always been to make each email more relevant. So let's look at our first case study. It can show you some of the gains you can achieve by making your emails more relevant using behavioral data. Haven Holiday, they're a UK travel company, has used consumer search criteria to make their emails more relevant. Vacation searches as well as holiday browse data can be pulled automatically into the dynamic template from an online database. Version one to the left of this program was a static trigger. If you want to send static triggers, then you can integrate your ESP with your database and make them event-driven. However, when we modified the template to automatically pull in the behavioral data of search and browse variables, the last click revenue performance increased by 61%. And now I'm going to hand this over to Shannon, who will take us through the points.
Thank you, Brian. I just want to point out a couple of the slides are not rendering properly. This entire presentation will be available offline as well as through NEPCO. So here we have a list of our top must-dos to optimize your email marketing: testing, segmentation, utilize behavioral data, and reduce your basket abandonment. So now we will look at these in more detail. First, how should you go about developing your testing? By using this email optimization process, you can ensure that your emails are working hard for you. First, review your click reports and heat maps to make sure that you know what the recipients are looking at and what is making them convert. Second, check that all of your emails render correctly, not only in the major email clients, but also on mobile platforms. Note you may need specific mobile templates. Next, consider getting a usability expert to review your emails. The email is really the first page of your website. Once you know your emails will work hard for you, decide what to test. More on that in a moment. And finally, make sure you document all the findings and learn from them. I want to take a moment to note this finding from the RedEye eConsultancy conversion report. Companies that are very satisfied with their conversion rates carried out more than four times as many tests per month as those who are very dissatisfied. So the harder you work at testing, the better your email performance will be. We also know from our research that a structured approach to testing will get the best results. The process is relatively straightforward. First, brainstorm your test ideas, then prioritize, and finally validate, and then do it again and again. It's really a continuous process. This slide shows a simple way to prioritize tests. First, do the high potential value and low cost test, and never do the high cost, low value test. To help with these test ideas, use this analysis for Marketing Sherpa of the most valuable areas of an email to test. So subject line testing is top in usage, but only third in effectiveness. That's the dark red bar that you see up there. The target audience and landing pages are the top two most effective elements, but only ninth and only eighth and ninth in usage. So we're all testing the easy things to do and not testing the things that can really make a big difference to test results. Typically, 70% of consumers abandon shopping carts. Let's now look at how to reduce this large drop-off. These are the latest results from a study of the top 99 UK e-commerce websites, which we do every 6 months. It's amazing that 86% of the leading e-commerce sites do not use cart abandonment email to recover lost sales. And our recently completed U.S. benchmark report shows similar results. This means that U.S. and U.K. retailers are leaving money on the table. And when asked, 48% of consumers who abandoned baskets said they would go back and complete the purchase if prompted. Here are some examples of cart abandonment emails. Note the customer service tone in the Hotel Chocolat email on the right. Not every abandonment email needs to be a hard sell. Here are some ways to reduce cart abandonment. Have a clear value proposition. Use a separate cart abandonment email for each stage of the checkout process. Include a progress indicator on each checkout page. Include product details from the basket in the email. Be transparent and provide delivery costs. Include offers, for example, free delivery when you spend over $50. And finally, make it obvious what to click next. So now let's look at how to develop your segmentation strategy. The conversion report mentioned earlier identified that companies whose online conversion performance had improved over the previous 12 months looked at twice the number of segments as those companies whose online conversion rates had not improved. So what are the key areas to focus your segmentation on? Segmentation breaks a large customer base down into smaller, similar groups. For example, a long-established segmentation method used by direct marketers is value, or RFM, segmentation. This identifies the most valuable customers based on their purchasing patterns. Customers benefit from being spoken to and rewarded with offers, according to what type of customer they are. Engagement segmentation distinguishes between customers based on their level of engagement. For instance, if a customer opens and clicks every email you send them, then you could argue that you are not sending them enough emails. However, if they are not opening your emails or browsing your site, then you may wish to communicate with them less frequently using re-engagement tactics. The most popular type of online segmentation is behavioral segmentation, which targets different types of behavior. Here we show how email engagement segmentation works. Engagement drives frequency, so more recent, more engaged consumers get more frequent emails, as shown in green. Less recent, less engaged consumers, shown in yellow, get emails less frequently, say once a week. And the red group, who are not recent and not engaged, get emails rarely, and these emails typically include a strong re-engagement offer. You want to try to bring them back in and move them back into the engaged categories. As we said earlier, behavioral segmentation has in the last year become the most popular form of segmentation, moving up from the third position last year. So as we have seen, good email marketing is all about relevance, and there is no more relevant data than behavioral data. Traditional segmentation is based on analysis of the past. It says, in the past, you have bought this. Therefore, we think you will buy this in the future. But with behavioral data, you have very recent data, which allows you to target extremely relevant emails based on what people have been browsing and, therefore, what they are interested in right now. So behavioral email is really a complement to traditional email and your traditional email marketing. It responds and works with the engaged customer to maximize the channel's performance, and the results can be spectacular. The 17,000% ROI for Monarch Airlines is not a typo, and it is not uncommon. We normally see the addition of behaviorally targeted email doubling the revenues from email marketing.
Thanks, Shannon. So, we have discussed four areas to focus on: testing, segmentation, behavioral data, and cart abandonment. And the final piece of this puzzle, put it into a plan, a strategy. as we like to call the timeline plan. For example, you will want to sort out deliverability strategy first, well before, I would say, using predictive modeling. To put it another way, walk before you run. And as our final case study, it's Evans Cycles, which will give you an overview of the effect all of this can have. Evans Cycles started working with Redeye, facing falling open rates from newsletter-type campaigns. After 18 months after 18 months of life cycle-driven behavioral email strategy, income is up 103% year on year, and the return on investment is running at a very healthy 2,400%. I want to also draw your attention to the bullet points on open and click-through rates. Ordinarily, you would achieve open rates in the range of 10 to 20% and click-through rates of 5 to 10%. And some of you already might be seeing declining rates in the face of increasing competition in the mailbox as consumers opt in to more newsletters. But here you see the impact of using engagement and behavioral data to make emails more relevant. The benchmark open rate for behavioral emails that you should be looking at is 50%, and the click-through rate is around 35%. So that's the overview, where to focus on for 2012 and beyond. Thank you all for attending, and we have time for some questions. In fact, we got a question already from Maria. Shannon, let me ask you, Maria's asking, what's the most important factor in converting more consumers via email?
By email, that would be, I would say, relevance. If it's not a relevant email, you're not going to get interest. You're not going to get an open, you're not going to get a click, and you're definitely not going to get a conversion. Second to that, I would say, is recency. You don't want to send emails or offers to people that are, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later. So it needs to be relevant, and it needs to be timely.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. We sound a bit like a broken record with that. It is all about the relevant information. Let's see. Shannon, do you have a question?
I have a question from Phil here. What is the best creative strategy?
What is the best creative strategy?
Like any good market, test. Test, if you have a control, test against the control. So you know what will work. A couple of, within that testing though, it's the KISS principle. Keep it simple. Make it a clear call to action. Whatever you're asking the consumer to do, this is offline newspaper, but keep it above the fold so they can see it.
Right.
So that button for next step.
Right. And the only thing I would add, and we kind of touched on this as well, is to have a clear plan for your testing. So you follow that plan with every single test so you can really see the results and make sure that you're measuring the results from one test against the other test.
Right. And do it over and over and over again. So I'd like to also remind everybody that Red Eye is going to be at ETAIL in Boston, August 13th through the 16th, booth number 56, if you'd like to come and visit us.
I have one other question or a couple other questions. This one's from Paul. He asks, what are the top remarketing trigger campaigns that you would recommend implementing? As far as triggers, you know, there's a bit of a debate between triggers that are set up by a marketing team and triggers that are set up by behavior. So obviously someone puts something in a shopping cart and abandons the shopping cart as a trigger, and that's a very, very important trigger. The way we try to work with triggers is really make them behaviorally driven. So it is an abandonment. Obviously that's the biggest one. But are there other actions that create the trigger? Did the person come to the site 3 times in the past 3 days? Obviously they're very, very interested in purchasing. That is a trigger, but it also is a behaviorally driven trigger. So when you add in behavior on top of triggers, you really can have hundreds of different possibilities because there are hundreds of different variables.
And it really comes to the bottom line, and that is that combination of triggers and behavioral emails. The results, as you've seen through this presentation, through the case studies, are just – they can be through the roof, and it just goes right to the bottom line and increases that all-important ROI.
We have another question from Amy. Is it best to send emails on the same day, same times of day? It really depends, and I say that, I know that's a tough answer, but for example, you look at a lot of marketing companies like that do flash sales. They'll always send their emails out at 11:30 on every day because that's when people are about to go to lunch and they'll look at their emails. The way we look at things and the way we try to look at a campaign is, again, back to what Brian said, is testing. So someone comes into a site and they're browsing and they leave. Do we want to send an email to them an hour later? Do we want to send it to them the next day? Do we want to send it to them at times when we typically see they're shopping on our site? It really comes down to testing. And until you start to build that data and look at the results, you don't really know. Some people will say, send an email as soon as they leave the site. We don't necessarily agree with that, but in some cases we will test that.
Well, and also one of the other elements to put into it is when that person visited the site. Did they visit the site at 2 a.m. in the morning, 8 o'clock at night? You know, that can be certainly one of the data elements that you can use in
behavior. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, Paige asks, what kind of automation do you use to support email triggers? We have our own proprietary automation here at RedEye. We have our own database, our own behavioral database, and we are also an ESP. So we actually deploy our own emails. Our automation is all driven by our database, and it is based on the triggers that we set up. So when a consumer or a site visitor takes a certain action that we want to remarket against, that action will automatically send out the email. Some ESPs do offer some kind of automation. Usually it's pretty simple automation based on a few standard triggers. What we try to do is really create a huge number of triggers that can create an email.
It's automation. It's not autopilot. I want to make that clear. You do have to, you've got to look at the data.
Right. That's a very good point, Brian.
And make decisions. The data's, you've got to be able to interpret the data and what will work best for you.
We have another question here. What's the difference between trigger-based and behavioral-based email marketing? And we kind of touched on this before, that behavioral remarketing, there still are triggers driving it. You need to have some kind of action that sends or requires you to send out the email. The difference between trigger and behavior, to reiterate, is that you add behavioral elements on top of the triggers. So someone came in, they put something in the shopping cart, and they left the shopping cart. That's a trigger. But the behavioral piece is, have they done that in the past? Are they a repeat abandoner? Have you sent them a coupon and now they're looking for another coupon? We will not send them another coupon. Have they shopped on your site 15 times before and they left? Maybe you don't want to market to them because they are a high-value customer versus someone that was in there once a year ago and they abandoned, so they might actually be out comparison shopping. The behavioral piece that's layered on top of the actual trigger is very important.
Right. Another way to look at it is a trigger email is where everyone receives the same email based on their action versus behavioral, which everyone receives an email based on their – and that email becomes customized to their individual actions on that site. So it's really a one-to-one communication. Theoretically, if you use behavioral triggers, every individual who came to your website would receive a different email with information
right.
in it.
That's correct.
That's it. That's our last question. Again, thank you all for attending. This is available for download. I'm also being told to remind everybody again that August 13th to the 16th will be at ETEL Boston, booth 56. Please come to visit us. You can also go to our website, redeye.com. There's a tremendous amount of information there, case studies as well as white papers. All that we've presented today in this very brief presentation, it's all very top line. If you want more detail, go to our website, redeye.com, and download the very specific information on what areas you're interested in. Thank you all again.
Thank you. And I just wanted to point out, we're going to be focusing at eTail on the holiday shopping season. So from now until August, we're going to be releasing a lot of content based on how you can improve your holiday shopping season over last year. So please, if you have any questions, please contact us.
Thank you, Brian and Shannon. And on behalf of Red Eye and Retail Online Integration and eMarketing and Commerce, I want to thank you for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And if you'll please just take a minute to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next, we will be grateful, and your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. I hope to see you at the next ROI webinar. Thanks so much.